This is special live coverage of Solar Eclipse 2017. Now, live from Courthouse Square in downtown Santa Rosa, here is KSRO's Pat Kerrigan.
We are live in Courthouse Square with the Great Eclipse of 2017, and isn't it something? Yeah! It's really, we have quite the crowd here in Courthouse Square, and basically what we're doing is we're enjoying the clouds together. Yes, we have high hopes. Yes, there's still time, although what we just watched was the apex of the eclipse as it occurred outside of Medford, Oregon. And
Medrus, Oregon. Medrus, which is on the east side of the Cascade Range, and that's where they have guaranteed sunshine. Although I've got two of my sons that are on the west side of the Cascade Range, one in Salem and one in Corvallis today. They've both sent me emails. Matter of fact, Pat, I'll show this to you here from my son Matthew, who is...
Boy, it's all about the electronics, look at that. And all we thought we had to do was look up.
There's totality. There, I'm sure...
Oh, yeah.
There's totality
for all of your radio listeners, Oregon. Let me just tell you that it looks like a black dot. A black dot with light emanating in a circular way just through the very edges of the parameter
great.
Of the sun. Is that pretty good as a description? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
it looks like a big eyeball.
So we were just watching a live feed from NASA, which is right here, and in Medrus, Oregon, they just completed the totality, and you can actually start seeing the sun coming back. And that means that basically the people in Bozeman, Montana are now approaching totality,
yeah,
or just past. And the folks in Nebraska are seeing about half eclipse. And the folks in St. Louis are probably seeing in a quarter eclipse. And the sun moves, or the shadow, the lunar shadow, moves at about 1,500 miles per hour. Right across, so it'll take a couple of hours for it really to get across there. And they do have these two jets that are up that are trying to keep up with it, and they're trying to stay in the shadow and get as much as, I believe, as much as 8 or 9 minutes of totality is what they're shooting for. And I think they're probably doing it right now.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. It must be a man measuring that. It's really only 2 minutes of totality, and now they're talking about 8 or 9. Okay, whatever, whatever. You know, it's funny because California leads the nation in just about everything, right?
Except
that the rest of the, you know, the eclipse has pretty much passed us by, and it is right now. It's apex
above
time.
Us, right now.
Isn't it beautiful, ladies and gentlemen? It's the apex, apex of the eclipse right now.
Now, a number of people have come up to me and they've said, well, why isn't it darker? And I will tell you, if the sky were clear and the sun were 80% eclipsed, it would be darker. But what you have in these clouds is a giant movie screen. These clouds, all white, they are reflecting the 20% of the sun that's left. And that's the reason why we don't see noticeable dimming here. If the sky were clear, we would see a much darker, and we would actually probably be able to see some stars that you'd never visible during the daytime.
And what about planets? Now, my understanding was that in totality, in the path of totality, there are actually planets making themselves visible today that you don't otherwise see ever.
There are actually, right now, the planets are in kind of a weird situation. Jupiter is on the other side of the globe. It's set about midnight. Saturn set about 2 or 3 in the morning, so it's on the other side of the globe. Mars very likely is up there somewhere, and we might be able to see that. If we were in totality, we might be able to see it. But what you can see in Oregon right now, when the eclipse is 100%,
yeah,
is you can see the constellation Orion, which you never, ever, ever see in the summertime in the northern hemisphere. You'll see it in the wintertime, and... So Orion is up, and also the star Regulus, which is a very prominent star that's very, very close to the moon. And I know one photographer who was taking a whole bunch of equipment out to Casper, Wyoming, only to get a shot of Regulus in the daytime as the sun is totally eclipsed. That was his goal.
Well, who doesn't want a shot of Regulus in the daytime?
Scientists are a weird bunch, I got to tell you.
Well, it's we all become, we don't become scientists. We just become watchers, I think, at a time like this and in a situation like this. It's very, very cool. And isn't it nice to know that even as we stand here together, that it's half dark up there? We can't see, it's half dark, but it still is. The eclipse is still happening, regardless whether we can see it or not. And
well, the Pacific Ocean is 40 miles here from here, and it's the only thing that's keeping Santa Rosa from being Palm Desert in the summertime. And so we have to thank that.
Be thankful for the overcast.
We have to be thankful that the grapes grow really, really well in this kind of a climate. So we have a lot of things to be thankful for, and I will guarantee you we will see the sun today. It'll very likely be totally back to 100%.
It'll look very much like yesterday's sun.
Yeah.
In case you were wondering what it was going to look like.
Which I have a photograph of, if anybody wants to see that.
I was testing
all my equipment in my front yard yesterday, taking all kinds of pictures. I was seeing sunspots. There is a beautiful array of sunspots right in the middle of the disc, and they're still up there. I saw it in the feed from Madras a little while ago. But unfortunately, we're not going to be able to have visibility on that here in the next in the near term anyway.
Well, I'm glad the mayor is no longer here, Michael, because I'm pretty sure that testing your material in the front yard, your equipment is against the law somewhere in Santa Rosa. Now, so in the Pacific Northwest, where it was in the path of totality, the shadow is backing off now. So the eclipse is in reverse. As it is in Santa Rosa, somewhere up there.
Although probably right now it is still 75% eclipsed at our location, but it will diminish every minute that goes by for the next hour and 15 minutes.
Well, hopefully, coming up, we can talk to somebody else who has just experienced the total solar eclipse. Would love to get somebody on the line if we're able to do that. And Daniel's back at the studio, and he'll be working on that. In the meantime, I'm just amazed at what a great crowd you are. And, great timber, great sentiment, and great patience. And it's nice to be in this all together with you. This is KSRO. It's 10:30.